Today's shiur is Masechta Kitten Daf Lamed Tes. We will begin Bezer Hashem is Baruch on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom, Toshma. In our previous shiur, the Gemara had quoted, Amar Rabba Amar Rav, Hamagdish Avdoi, somebody who's Magdish is Eved, Yotz Lecheres. Because as the Gemara had explained, Rabba Rav understand that if somebody is Magdish is Eved, what he means to say, when somebody's Magdish is Eved, he means to say, the Gemara said, he can't mean possibly that the Eved should have Kedushas HaGuf, because an Eved can't have Kedushas HaGuf. He can't possibly mean that the Eved should have Kedushas by the Kabayis, because that is also something that an Eved can't have. It must mean, said the Gemara, that he has that he should be Am Kodesh, he should be free. So the Gemara asks a question now on Rav's opinion. Toshma, the Brice says, Hamagdish Avdoi, if somebody is Magdish his Eved, Oysav Oichel, the Eved can continue working, and whatever he earns, he's allowed to use. They don't become Osir Bahano. Shlehegdish El Domov. What it says, what he meant to say was that there should be Kedusha Stomim, that his value should be given to be Hegdish. So obviously this Braisa is contrary to what Rav said, because Rav said he meant to be Am Kodesh, he meant to free him. Answers the Gemara, Hamani, whose opinion does this Braisa represent? It represents the opinion of Rameya, Dama Ein Adam Maitzi Dvar Al-Batala. The opinion of Rameya is well known in Shas. It's taught to us in Masechta Erchin on Daf Hei Amud Aleph. We know that the Torah assigns an Erech to every individual based on their age and on the gender. But a child that's less than a month old doesn't have an Erech. So Rameya says over there that since everybody's well aware that there's no Erech to somebody who's less than a month old, what he must have meant to say was domavalai. We say that he did ain other moitzit varal. People don't just speak with no purpose. What this person must have certainly meant to say was he meant to give that he's going to give the value. Everybody has a value. The chamim disagree. The chamim's opinion is that Adam moitzit varal vatala, that a person can sometimes say something even though it has no real significance. So, says the Gemara, this Bryce is representing the opinion of Rameya, that somebody says something, does not want his words to go to waste, and we say that when he wants Hegdish to benefit, and therefore we say that when he was Magdish his Eved, he knows, as we said a moment ago, that an Eved cannot have Kedushas Aguf, an Eved cannot have Kedushas by the Kabayis, and he also did not, says the Gemara, mean to free the Eved, because if he meant to free the Eved, he would have used wording that are appropriate for when you free an Eved. He didn't use that kind of wording. He didn't say, Harei hu meshuchar, and therefore, what we must say, that he meant that he's going to give the value of his Eved to Hegdish. And therefore, because of Rameya's opinion, that's how we explain. But if you don't hold of Rameya's opinion, then we don't have to explain it that way. Says the Gemara, Hachanami Mestabra, says the Gemara, makes sense to explain that Bryce is following the opinion of Rameya, the Tani Sefer, because we continue learning that Bryce. The Bryce says, V'chein hu shegdish atzmai, if somebody was Magdish himself, oise v'oichel, he's a lot of work and benefits from what he earns, shloi hegdish el damav. Because again, we assume that what did the person mean when he made this statement? He meant to give his value to Hegdish. So says the Gemara. Yeah, if we're going to say that Mishnah represents, if we're going to say that Mishnah represents the opinion of Rameya, so says the Gemara, it's very understandable. Shapir, it's very understandable because there's no way to give Kedushas Aguf or Kedushas by the Kabayis to a person. So we have to make some meaning out of what he said, and we'll say that he meant tamav. We'll say, as we just said a moment ago, that he meant to give his value. He meant to give his value to Hegdish. Eli Amrit, if we're going to say that that Braisa represents the opinion of Rabbanon, so what makes us assume that he meant he's going to give the value? And the Gemara goes a step further. Bishlama Avdoi, when we say that somebody's Magdish is Evid, so the Maikoi. So there we could understand that what the person meant to do was to give his value to Hegdish. Why do we say that he meant to give his value to Hegdish? The reason we say he meant to give his value to Hegdish is because an Eved is an asset. And when we speak about an Eved being an asset, we could understand why the Eved should, when he said he's going to give something of the Eved, he's being Magdish David, he's giving the value. Eliyu, when a person speaks about himself, L'demeikoi, a person is not an asset. A person, myself, is not something that I sell. So why does the Braisa say that a Magdish Atzmoi, Oisav Oichel Shloi Higdish El Domov? Why would we say that? Where would we come to say that that's what he meant? Says the Gemara. The reason we're saying that that's what he meant is because we're following, again, suggests the Gemara, the opinion of Rameya, that Ein Adam Moitzi Dvar Levatala, and because Ein Adam Moitzi Dvar Levatala, we have to make something out of what he said. So what do we do? How do we make something out of what he said? By saying that he meant Ledomov, says the Gemara. So it turns out, Lema Katanoi. So this question of what is the halacha when somebody's Magdish Avdoi is actually, says the Gemara, a machloikus tanoim. Because it says in a brisa, ha Magdish Avdoi, if somebody was Magdish as Eved Kanani, emay alamboy, there's no chiv karbon me'ila. We know when somebody benefits from Hegdish, there's a chiv of me'ila. The Gemara says there's no me'ila, there's no karen v'chaymish that's paid if somebody uses as Magdish as Eved. Rav Shimon Gamliel Aymer, Malin Basari, that there is Mila in his hair. If somebody uses for his own benefit the hair of the Eved, he'd be chai from Me'ila. Says the Marmai Lab, how are we going to explain this machlaikus? The mass of a Kaddish, one Madama holds he's indeed Hegdish, and since he's indeed Hegdish, there's going to be Mila. Or Masover, and the other Madama says, Loi Kaddish, that he's not Hegdish and there's no Mila. And that will be consistent with the opinion of Rav, says the Gemara. The Tisbara, if we're saying that the Machloikus and that Braisa revolves around the question if he is Hegdish or not, so ask the Gemara, why did the Braisa express itself by saying, Hai Ma'alamboy Ve'ei Ma'alamboy? Why did the Braisa express itself by saying, is there Milo or not? Hai Kaddish Ve'ei Kaddish Me'boyloy. The Braisa should have expressed itself by saying, is he Hegdish or not? Says the Gemara, because the Gemara, El Dekul Alma, it must be that everybody says that he's Kaddish, that the value of that Eved has to be given to Hegdish. So why is the Braisa, and he himself is not Hegdish, only Ledomov. So what is the Machlaikus? The Mass of Avdekim Akarkoi Dami, that Eved like property, and the Aloch is that property, the Gemara Masech the Me'iladav, Yudches Amabeis teaches us that karka which belongs to Hegdish is not subject to Hilchas Me'ila. And we also know throughout Shas that Avodim Hukshul Kakos, that Avodim are compared to Kakos. So therefore the Tana that holds that there's no Me'ila holds that Avodim are compared to karka, and just like there's no Me'ila by karka, there won't be any Me'ila by the Eved. Well, Masover, Shimon Gamliel's opinion is that it's Kemetatli Dami, and Eved is not Karka. And therefore, just like there's Milo on Metatlin, there's going to be Milo on this Eved. Says the Gemara, if that's the basis of their dispute, Yochi Adam Ifli Basara, instead of arguing over the hair, Lifli Gibagufa, they should be arguing over the Eved himself. Is the Eved subject to Milo? Is he like Karka or not? Says the Gemara, we have to say the kulam avdekim karkoidai. The Eved himself is halachically considered like karka, and since he's halachically considered like karka, then there's no Me'ilah on the Eved himself. Where is the subject of the Machlokes? Here we're speaking about hair that's going to be cut. Mar Sava, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that it's considered Kegozos Dami, and since the Halacha views this hair as if it's already cut, so then it's like just hair, it's not an Eved, and certainly not Karka, and it's subject to Mila. Mar Sava, the Chacham hold that right now the hair is attached to this person's body. Since the hair is attached to this person's body, so therefore Lav Kegozos Dami, it's not considered, it's considered like the Eved, and if the Eved is not subject to Mila, so too the hair that hasn't yet been cut is not subject to Mila. So says the Gemara, now this question, so now we've introduced a new concept. Sara Eimer Legozos, is something that's going to happen with something, does the Halacha view it as if it already happened, or does the Halacha not view it that way? So suggest the Gemara, Lema Hani Tanoi Ke Hani Ketanoi, we'll have a similar Machloikus. The Tanan, the Mishnah Masechta Shavuos, Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis teaches us, Yiramei Oimer, Yesh Dvarim Shem Ke Karka, there are things that are characteristically like Karka, Veinik Ke Karka, but the Halacha doesn't treat them like Karka. Because one of the other Halacha is, that the Gemara Masechta Ba Metzia, Daf Kuf Amud Beis teaches us, Einish born al kakos. We don't swear over karka. And the Chacham don't agree with Rameyer. Explains the Mishnah. Ketzad, esa gefaram tuunus musati loch. I asked you to watch 10 grapevines. V'lo amen el chamish. And you say, no, it wasn't 10 that you asked me to watch. It was only 5. So this is a classical example of moedim amixis. You've agreed to part of my claim. And we know that normally when somebody's a moedim amixis, when somebody agrees partially to a claim, the loch is that you make a shvua. Ramey Mechayev, the Rechayev says that yes, this is a moed of a mixus, and you'll make a shvua. The Chaimarim, but the Chama of the opinion, the Kolam Chubal Kaka, Reku Karka. And since these grapevines are still attached to the ground, they're considered Mechubal Karka. And once they're considered Mechubal Karka, they do not have that loch of a moed of the mixus. Vam Rab Yossi Rab Chanina. What is exactly the case that's being discussed there? It's talking about a case of anovim ha'omdus lebotzi ikvenayu, grapevines that are supposed to be cut. Dermei sava, Dermei considers them kibitzuris damyim. Dermei looks at them as if they're already detached, and since he looks at them as if they're already detached, there is no halo, there's no concept here of einish bon al kakos. Rabbanan savri lav kibitzuris damyim. Right now they're still attached. And since right now they're still attached, they're considered karka, and there's no shvua by karka. It says the Gemara, afilu tema, that the two machloikis, when we discussed about hair and grapevines, are not necessarily connected, not necessarily the same. So explains the Gemara. Afilu tema Rameya, even Rameya says that something that the grapevine, which is about to be detached, is already halachically considered detached. When did Rameyah say this? Elba anovim. He only said it by grapes, because by grapes, the kaim mechish. Once the grapes are supposed to be cut, leaving them on the attached only ruins them, and therefore he holds that some grapes that are supposed to be cut are halachically already considered cut. Aval hocha, when it comes to hair, even if somebody needs a haircut, but as long as the hair is still attached to the head, ashbuchim mishabcha, it gets better, it gets longer, it gets nicer, it gets better, and therefore the two situations are not the same. Says the Gemara, Kisolik Rav Chiba Yosef, when Rav Chiba Yosef came from Bavel Tet Yisroel, he said over what Rav said, the Rav taught us also in our previous shir, that a mafka avdoi yoitz l'cheiris, or somebody's mafka is eved, he goes l'cheiris. He said over this halacha to Rav Yochanan, and he said, Rav Hachi, is this indeed what Rav taught you? Ask the Gemara, why is Rav Yochanan so surprised the Rav said such a halacha? V'hulay amahachi, did Rabbi Yochanan not also paskin that way? Ask the Gemara, v'lamu ula amar Rabbi Yochanan, hamafka av the yoitz l'cheiris, v'tzarech kat shichur. So why is Rabbi Yochanan surprised the Rav paskin this way? Says the Gemara, hachakamalei. Actually, what happened was, that when Rav Yochanan heard that Rav had said Hamafka Avda Yotzel Acheres, his comment was Amarav Kavasi, the Rav is in agreement with me. Vikadamri, and some say Lysaimikumai. What Rav said was not completely reported to Rabbi Yochanan. Because when we learned the Gemara in the previous year on the Aflamet Chesam Beis, Rabbi Yossi said that Hamafka Avda Yotzel Acheres, but Rabbi Chiya Bar Oven added Betzarkat Shichur. And that part of Rav's statement was not reported to Rabbi Yochanan. Vomalei, to which Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, V'loy Amar Rav Tzarkat Shichur, the Rav not say that there's also a requirement for Get Shichur? Why did Rabbi Yochanan ask this question? Says the Gemara, because Rabbi Yochanan Tamei, Damu Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan Machka Avda Yotz L'Cheiris, however, Betzarkat Shichur. And the Gemara goes into that halacha. Gufa Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hamafka Avda Yotz L'Cheiris, Betzarach Get Shichur. Eisei Rav Abba L'Ula, it says the following braisa. Ger Shemes. The only possible case where a Jew could pass away and not have any relatives, could only possibly be with a ger. Because a ger is ger shenoyla, ger shen is gai kakot shenoyla dami. So if somebody became a ger, and after he became a ger, he didn't have any children, so he could pass away without any relatives, without any yorshim. So it speaks to Braisa about a case where such a ger passed away. Well, bizbizu yisrael nechasov. Everybody seized different assets of this ger. And amongst the ger's assets were Ben Gedoil and Ben Ketanim, Avodim that were adults of Ketanim, Kana Atma Bnei Chayrim, all of these Avodim became free. Abishol says, Gedoilim Kana Atma, the Gedoilim have the ability to do a Kenyan, and therefore they become Kana Atma, they become owner of themselves. Ketanim, but the Ketanim don't have the ability to take ownership of something. Since the Ketanim don't have the ability to take ownership, they don't take ownership of themselves. And since they don't take ownership of themselves, the halacha is that whoever seizes them becomes their owner. So Tosfos asks that the Gemara Masechta Sukkah Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis teaches us that a cotton doesn't have the ability to sell something, but the cotton has ability to buy something. So ask Tosfos, why are we saying that the cotton can't take ownership of himself? Why not? He should be able to take ownership of himself. He can't sell, but he could buy. So Tosfos answers an interesting chiddush. Tosfos says that the only type of a cotton that could take ownership is a cotton who has a das acheres makna, where there's somebody else involved with him. A cotton has a parent. But here, this cotton is an Ever Kanani, so he doesn't have a halachic parent, so then he can't take ownership. Others explain that this thing, that a cotton could take kinyan of himself, the Machna Frayim says that's the opinion of Nuki Yosef, is only valid with Rabbanan. So according to the Mukhi Yosef, Tysus' question is easily answered. Because this cotton, it's only the Rabbanon. So his taking ownership of himself doesn't have validity in Madaraisa. But Tysus Teretz, the Shach, doesn't understand. Because if a cotton has the halachic ability to take ownership, if a cotton has halachic ability to take ownership, why should there be a difference if there's a das, a cheres, makna, or there isn't das acheres makna? The fact that he could take ownership, that should be adequate. So I saw that the stipler, in trying to answer the question of the Shach, says, what is the issue with a cotton? He explains that if the cotton issue is that he doesn't have proper das. So what Tosfos means to say is that any das that this cotton is lacking can be made up with the das acheres. But if there's no das acheres, we're dealing with a situation where there isn't enough das to do a kinyan. The Tor, quoting the Rama, discusses an interesting shaila. So the Gemara just said that the Gadol, the Eved Gadol, takes ownership of himself, but the Eved Katan can't take ownership of himself, and therefore somebody else could seize him. Discusses the Rama, what will be happen when if nobody took ownership of this Katan, and then ultimately this Katan becomes a Gadol? What will be the halacha? So the Rama says that this Katan can never take ownership of himself. Since at the moment of the Ger, his owner, the Ger's death, he wasn't, as we're learning in the Gemara, able to take ownership of himself, that issue will remain forever. And the way the Rama explains is that there are two elements in being an Eved. There's a financial element, and there's an element of being an Eved. That element can only be taken at the moment of Ger's death, otherwise not. The Beis Yosef disagrees. The Beis Yosef says that just like when this cotton will become a godly, he could take ownership of himself, he could take full-fledged ownership. Says the Rebbe Chanan, the Kovet Shurim, what is the machloikus of the Rama and the Beis Yosef? How do we look at the death of the Ger, the owner of the Ger? The Rama looks at it is that the death, the fact that this that he died makes a difference. That act of death, if we could call death an act. The Beis Yosef says, as long as he's not alive, you could take ownership of yourself. There was a problem that he was a katan, but when that problem is alleviated, he could take ownership. But ask the Gemara, if Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us that a mafka evdoi tzarka tshichur, so yes, this owner died, and the Eved, especially if he's a godl, could take ownership of himself. But ask the Gemara, v'chi mi kosov gat shechur leila? What about the gat shechur? And the way to understand the Gemara is the way we've been learning, that there are two parts in being an Eved. There's the financial part, which is dependent on somebody owning the Eved, and therefore in a case where the owner died, so that financial ownership is no longer there. So since the financial ownership is no longer there, the Eved could take ownership of himself. But the other issue here is not just the financial part, there's the Issa part, the part that he is an Eved. And that part that he's an Eved has to be removed when it gets Shechur. And the Gemara's question is, how is that resolved? Amma Sa'ula said, Dama Haimad Rabbanan, this person that asked this question, I look at him, Kedlaigamri Incha Shmatza. It's like somebody who never learned before. Tamamai, why? Amar Nachman Kasava Ula. Ula looks at an Eved. Ula looks like an Eved, Ke Ishtoi, like a wife. My Ishtoi, just like we know our wife, Mishtalcha, if her husband passes away, she's no longer an Ashes Ish. Similarly, and there's no need for a get. A get is only when the husband is alive. Here the husband's not alive. Af avodav mishtalchim, so to the avodim freed b'loy get. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, if Yisrael nami. We know that if Yisrael, we just mentioned it, that if Yisrael owns a ger, or Yisrael owns a Eved Kanani, the Torah says that that they're given over by with Yerusha. But the question is, why are they given over by Yerusha? Just like if a husband dies, Rachman Tzlan, the halach is that the wife is no longer an Eishes Ish, shouldn't that, and we're comparing an Eved to an Eishes Ish, so shouldn't the halach be that when the husband dies, when the owner dies, the Eved should go free, like the wife goes free? Answers the Gemara, the Torah explicitly tells us that so is not the halacha. Because I'm a craw, if it's nachaltem oyselam v'nechem achrechem, l'reshes achuzah. The Torah clearly indicates that the avadim go over b'Yerusha. Achi, ask the Gemara that if that's the case, hamafka avdiv v'meis, if somebody's mafka is Eved and he passed away, nami, he should go out free. Why is there a need for get shikra? Aloma amameimer, Why did Amemus say that a mafka avda v'meis, if somebody was mafka is evident, then he passed away, and he didn't write before he had an opportunity to write a get shichur? Oisa eved ain like takana. There's nothing I could do for this eved. Why can't the yarshim take it over? If there's a requirement that if the Torah says Yerusha is it goes over Yerusha. And the only time it doesn't go over Yerusha is if there was a shtar shichur. So here there was no shtar shichur, so the yarshim should own it. Answers the Gemara, indeed, the main makasha. Amar of Yaakov, Eidi, Amar Yeshua ben Levi, halacha ke abishol. The halacha is like abishol, that if a ger passes away without any relatives, the gedolim are free, and the ketanim, whoever seizes them, owns them. Amar of Zeyler of Yaakov, Eidi, beferish shemilach. So he asked him, this halacha that you are now quoting, did you hear explicitly Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say the halacha ke abishol? Or mechlal shemilach? Was it something that you heard from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and you extrapolated that that must be the opinion of Yeshua ben Levi that he holds like Abishol? Says the Gemara, what would that mean? My klala, what could have Yeshua ben Levi said that would lead you to believe this? Dar Yeshua ben Levi, Omer lefnei Rebbe, the Talmidim tell Rebbe, Omar, if the owner of an Eved Kanani said, Nesia ashti meploni avdi, I give up on my ploni avdi. That means he says my eved is hefker. Mahu. What is the status of this eved? Amlam oimani. I said ein lo takana. There's nothing I could do. There's nothing I could do with this eved. Abbas Yisrael, he can't marry because he didn't receive a get shichur, and therefore the isra element that we discuss in the eved kanani part remains. On the other hand, he can't marry a Shivcha, because he's not really an Eved Kanani either. The financial part, he's not an Eved anymore. Ella, the only thing that it could help for him is that Bishtar, his owner, should give him Bishtar Shichur. Vam Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan said, my time the Rebbe, why is the Hefker inadequate? It says, Gamal Alam Isha. Because he learns the Halacha of an Eved Kanani from the Halacha of an Eishes Ish. My Isha, Bishtar, just like an Isha doesn't go free unless she gets a get, Af Eved Nami only goes free with a shtar, says the Gemara. And we learned from here that just like we're learning the halacha of Eved from Isha, Kama Isha, my Isha is Surah V'Lemimana. What the get accomplishes is that she's no longer Neshes Ish. It's not the financial element, because her husband doesn't own a wife. Af Eved Nami, from here we learn that what the shtar shichra accomplishes is that the shtar shichra accomplishes that the surah part is taking over. The hefka only takes care of the memoinim. So Rebbe said that if somebody says nishyashti mepleni avdei, he has to have a shtar shichra. We're obviously speaking about an eved who's an adult, and Rebbe's saying because he still needs to have a shtar shichra. Eved Katan, the halacha is completely considered an Eved. So if we're going to learn the halacha of when the Adon dies from Isha, though too, when a husband dies, it takes away the Isra Eishes Ish. It's nothing to do with finances. And that's exactly like Abishol that says that Ger Shemes V'nich Avadim Ketanim Kol HaKodim L'Eskos Bem Zocha, because the owner's death can't take away not the Surim and not the Monmanus. And if Rabbi Shua ben Levi quoted Rebbe, in Mimela, it must be that he holds like Abishol that says the Marvi Mechlolamai. So this was a great explanation. Amalei, so he said, if that's the way you're going to come to your conclusion, I can make a counter argument. Doit Menel Idaki, so we can make a counter argument. Ma'isha Ben Gedoyle Ben Ketana, when a woman receives a get, it doesn't make a difference if the woman's a gedoyla or ketana, the get is effective, that she's no longer Neshes Ish. We can make an argument, af Eved Nami, ben gadol ben ketana, ben gadol ben katan, that when the ger dies, he's not anymore, he takes ownership of himself, even if he's a katan. Rashi has been explaining, and that's why we learned the Gemara, that Yush is another way of expressing hefker. Tosfos, however, says that yish and hefker are not really identical. He says that yish is not the same as hefker. What yish, Tosfos explains, is that it's really a two-pronged step. First, the person is miyash, and once the person is miyash, then he becomes hefker. So says the tzois. So what's the difference? What's the halachic practical difference between yish and hefker? Says the tzois. By yish, by hefker, as soon as the owner says hefker, he's free. By yish, only when somebody else will take ownership will the yish be completely effective. The Be'er Yitzchak disagrees with the tzois, and the Be'er Yitzchak says that by yish and hefker are the same. The Machna Frayim says that the difference between yish and hefker is that hefker is only applicable, something that I have control over. And yish is even something I don't have control over. There, yish doesn't help. The Ramban seems to say just the opposite. Our Gemara used an interesting wording, a wording that we find other places in Shas, that when Rebbe commented, he said, Oymer Ani. What's Pshat when he said Oymer Ani? So the Sefer Beis Oitzer explains that we know, based on the Gemara at the end of Masech the Soita, that Rebbe was a tremendous onof. Rebbe, the Gemara at the end of Masech the Soita, Daf Mem Tes Omer Aleph, teaches us that Mishimeis Rebbe, after Rebbe passed away, bot la nova, there was no more modesty in the world. So whenever Rebbe said his opinion, he said, Oymer Ani, this is my opinion. But it's not necessarily that you have to accept it. Another pshat that he gives is we know that the Gemara in Masech the Sukkah, Daf Nun Gimel Amar Aleph, teaches us that Amar Olav al Hillel, they said regarding Hillel, Hazokin, Kishayhaya Samach B'Simchas Beis Sheva, when he was rejoicing at the Simchas Beis Sheva, he used to say, Imani Kan Al Kol Kan, which of course is a very difficult wording to understand. Hillel was known also to be a tremendous onuf. And here he's using the words, Imani Kan, if I am here, Hakol Kan, saying that it's all about him. How do we understand that? So the Mefarshim explained what Hillel meant to say by saying, Imani Kan, Hakol Kan, he meant the Shechina. Imani Kan, if the Shechina is here, Hakol Kan, then I could be successful. Imani Kan, if I'm lacking the Shechina, the Mikan, then I cannot accomplish, then I really can't accomplish anything. So explains the Beis Oitzer, that's what Rebbe used to say. Oymer Ani, the only time I can know that my Divrei Torah are correct, if Oymer Ani, if I know the Shechina is giving me the Siyata, the Shmaya, that what I should say is correct. So again, now we have a question. The Rebbe Shua ben Levi explicitly say that looks like Abishol, or they only extrapolate it? Amalei beferish shmili that Rebbe Shua ben Levi said that looks like Abishol. Rechibar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan ain't aloch like Abishol. That the aloch is not like Abishol, and both Ketanim and Gedolim who are owned by Ger Shemes go free. Amalei Rabbi Zeir Rechibar Abba beferish shmilach or mechlel shmilach. Did you hear this explicitly, or did you only extrapolate it? Says the Gemara, why would we think that he extrapolated? My klolo, says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Shu ben Levi, Amru lefnei Rebbe. The Talmidim said to Rebbe, Nishyashti meplani avdi. If somebody says, Nishyashti meplani avdi, mahu, what is the halacha? Amalhem, Aymani ein lo takana. He can't marry a Bas Yisrael, el b'shtar, only if he gets a shtar shikr. Vamar Rabbi Yochanan, my time of the Rebbe, he compares the Eved Kenani to an Isha. My Isha, just like an Isha, the Halacha is only free to marry someone else, is only no longer an Eshes Ish if she gets a Shtar Shechra. Af Eved also could only marry a Bas Yisroel if he gets a woman gets a get Isha. Af Eved Nami could only be free and marry Bas Yisroel B'Shtar. The Kedai Kemenei. And that led us to explain that the Eved is being compared to a wife. My Isha, the halacha is ben gedoy le ben ktana. so too af evenami the halacha will be ben gadol ben katan, says the Gemara. So that's a pretty good explanation why we should say that an eved is similar to an isha, and by an isha there's no difference between a gadol and a katana. So too should be the halacha by an eved. So what's wrong if you extrapolate it? Because you could say the other way. When we speak about an isha getting a get, it only refers to the isser shabai, the ishis ish element. So there we could say that there's no difference between a gadol and a katan. But when we speak, that's about the isser element. But when we speak about the mominous element, we can't learn the halacha of an eved from an isha, because an isha is not owned by a husband, so those aren't comparable situations. And therefore, maybe as far as the financial ownership aspect, there's a difference between a gadol and a katan. And therefore, maybe a ger who passes away and he left over a ger, he left over every katan, he can't take ownership of himself. So this isn't necessarily proof that that's the way Rabbi Yochanan held, well, the Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold like Abba Shaul, and rather like the Chamim. Amalei, to which he said, Befer Shmili, I heard explicitly that he paskined like the Chacham Nalak Abishol. Amamar, Amalehem, Rebbe said to those who asked him, what is the halacha when somebody said, Nisya Ashti Me Avdi Pliny? Amalei, Ein Lo Takana, I hold that he can't get married unless he has a Shtar Shechur. Ask the Gemara for Tanya, but we learned in a Braisa that if somebody was Magdish's assets, and amongst his assets were avodim, the halacha is that the gezborim cannot free those avodim, rather they sell them, and then the people who buy them from Hegdish can free them. Rabbi Oima Aima Anaf Ani Afhu, the Eved himself, noisin the Me'atzmai, he give his own value, as we explained in the previous shir, he could get money from with given to him, Amenash Ein L'Rabbi Rishisboi, that the money, the owner can't have any access to that money, because otherwise, as we explained, there would be a problem of kamash kana evit kana rabbi. So if a rabbi says, "Af ani nois and will get that kind of money, the yaitza, and we go free mnei meichulai." But the question is that where's the shtar shechur? So we see that you don't need to have a shtar shechur. Says the Gemara, "Hachkama." What Rabbi meant to say is that an evit could only go out free, oibe kesef, by paying his way out, or somebody paying his way out, or shtar shechra. For hai, and this eved that the owner was mafker, pakalei kaspei. What happens when he's mafker? What happens when he's mafker is he's relinquishing any financial ownership. So how can an eved go out with paying his way out? The way an eved could go out free by paying his way out is by the owner being the owner's financial stake be satisfied. But if the owner doesn't have, as we're learning now, any financial stake, by paying him, that won't satisfy any financial ownership. The only thing that could be done under these circumstances, is to free him with a shtar. And that's what Rebbe said, that in a case where financial is not an option, you have to give a shtar. Lefuki Maitanya, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Rebbe said that paying your way out is afraid to freedom is contrary to this Tana. The Tanya of Shimon Oimim Mishim Rab Akiva, Yochai Yakesev Goymaboy, that paying a way out should be a way to free a Shifcha Kananis, that she should be able to marry Yisrael. Kederach Shtar Gamaboy, Tamaloyma v'haftaloyim Nadasa. The Pasuk says, Vish kiyishka v'isha shikha zera, if a man has relations with a woman, v'shifcha nachrefes l'ish, she's a Shifcha Kananis that was given by her owner to an Eved Ivri. V'haftaloyim Nadasa, she isn't completely freed, the owner didn't get her paid out, a chupslai neftnlai, or the owner did not give her a shtar shechur, because to you, the person, the shechur will get malchus, and the person who had relations with her will have to bring a carbon asham. However, la yumso, they're not mechuy misa kaloicha pasa, because since she didn't receive a shtar shechrer, and the fact that she is supposed, she's living whatever ivri, doesn't mean that they're married. Says the Gemara, ayra kala pasha kula loicha pasa. The Torah says that loicha pasa. What does the Torah mean to say tiloicha pasa as the reason that they're not put to death? To teach us, because she didn't get a shtar shichur, and the only way a shifcha kananis or every kanani can completely no longer be a shifcha kananis, no longer be an every kanani, loy meloch shtar goimabai, only through a shtar, then kesa goimabai. Just because they paid their way out doesn't mean that they're no longer a shifcha or every kanani. Amrav Chamibar, Amrav Nachman, Alocha Krab Shimon, that you can't pay yourself out, you have to have a shtar shichra. Rabbi Yosef bar Chama, Rabbi Yochanan, and Alocha Krab Shimon, and paying your way out is adequate. Says the Gemara, Ashkechei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, L'Rava bar Shilta, Davakoy Abeis Tizchad Beit Tfilah. He was standing by the door of the shul of the Beis Knesses. Amalei, Halocha, is the Alocha like Krab Shimon, or Ein Halocha, was the Alocha not like Krab Shimon? Amalei, Ani Oima Ein Halocha, I say that Alocha is not like Rav Shimon. However, he says, the Rabbanan, the Asam of Mechuzah, the Rabbanan that come from the city of Mechuzah, Amri, Amr Rav Zeru, the Rav Zeru reported, Mishmei Rav Nachman, Halocha, the Alocha is like Rav Shimon. The Chiyasul of Surah, when I came to Surah, Ashkotei L'Rechia Ba'Avin, I met Rechia Ba'Avin, Amrlei, and I asked him, Emelei Izi Gufad of the Ha'achi. What was the story that based on that, Rav Nachman said that Alocha is like Rav Shimon. Amalei, so Rav Chibar Oven said this was the episode. They answered that was Mara Shchimera. There was a Shifcha whose owner was a Shchimera. Asya Bachya Kamei, and the Shifcha came crying to him. Amra, and she said to him, Ad Emes Tishtabi V'Tazel Hei Itasa. How long will I have to be a Shifcha? Shokul Kumsei, the owner took his hat, Shadaba, threw it at her, and V'amalan, he told her, Zil Kniha, take ownership of this hat, V'knei Nafshecha, and take ownership of yourself. This is what's known as a Kinyan Suda. And he wanted to say, by doing this Kinyan Suda, what we do with a Kinyan Suda is that the person who's buying something gives something to the seller, and by doing that act of Kinyan, that's how the person who's buying something becomes the owner of that thing. So here too, he said, I'm throwing at you, take ownership of it, and you'll be owner yourself. Also, Kamed Rav Nachman, Amalei Loyosav Klum. It's meaningless. Man Dechazer, says the Gemara, the one that saw it, thought, why is it meaningless? Because he's only buying himself out. There was no Shtar Shechra. And Alocha is like Rav Shimon, that a Shifcha is only free with a Shtar Shechra. But says the Gemara, he was wrong. That wasn't why she didn't get free. There's a different consideration. Shundalev Kalev Shemakna. The owner is the one that's selling, and he gave his hat. The halacha is that when somebody is using a Kinyan Suda, the buyer has to provide what we're going to do the Kinyan Suda with. So it would have to be, if the Shifcha was buying her freedom, she should have given the Suda. The owner, who's the seller, who's giving her freedom, that's not an effective means of a Kinyan Suda. Amr Rav Shmuel bar Achsoi, Amr Rav Hamnuna Saba, Amr Rav Yitzchak bar Ashian, Amr Rav Huna, Amr Rav Hamnuna, Halach Krav Shimon, that the Halach is like Krav Shimon. However, says the Gemara, even though we've quoted these opinions, that the Halach is like Krav Shimon, that an Eved Kanani, a Shifcha Kananis, can only go free with a Shtar Shechur, that is incorrect. And Halach Krav Shimon, the Halach is that an Eved Kanani, a Shifcha Kananis, can also go out by paying themselves out, Bekesef.